From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Protecting our environment is really important, especially if we want to continue to enjoy it, which is something that many people will be doing as they take part in Latino Conservation Week. The national celebration kicked off earlier this weekend, and it puts focus on the conservation goals of our Latino community, while also providing a lot of opportunities to get out into nature. So joining us today to talk more about the event is Melissa Rodriguez. She is one of this week's organizers, as well as an urban ranger with Deer Flat National Wildlife Refuge. Melissa, nice to have you on the show.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me.
So for those who may not be familiar with Latino Conservation Week, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. Yeah. So Latino Conservation Week is a national effort that was created to support the Latino community getting outdoors and participating in activities to protect our natural spaces. And this year in Idaho, we have several organizers that have coordinated fun activities so everyone can enjoy the outdoors, support the conservation of our land, and to celebrate our cultural community in the Treasure Valley, bringing this national effort home.
Are there specific local or national conservation issues that the celebration focuses on?
Yeah, so specifically for this week, we don't have any general themes, but some things for conservation focus would be restoration efforts of some native plants along the Boise River. And then we have a community cleanup coming up around the Jump Creek area. So just kind of maintaining and caring for our habitat.
Why, in your mind, is an event like this, you know, so important?
For me personally, it's a reminder that being outdoors and in nature is for everyone to enjoy. And Latino Conservation Week is a fun way to highlight our Latino community's enjoyment of being outside and their involvement in caring for our natural spaces through these public events where we can connect with community members and be proud of our culture and heritage. And this week is also an awareness to what green spaces we have locally that we want to conserve for us to enjoy today, but also for future generations.
So can you talk to us a little bit more about some of the activities that you have lined up for the rest of the week?
Yeah, so on Wednesday, we have a group hike. And Thursday, it will be a fun celebration where we'll be able to connect with the planning committee for the week and have bilingual karaoke. That leads up to a community cleanup in Jump Creek and then also a bird walk here at the refuge. And then on Saturday, we have a closing celebration, which will be where we have a local partner, Super Nutrition, that will do an outdoor fitness activity. And then finally, to end it off on the 22nd, we will have Intro to Trail Cycling, which is focused on kids getting out on trails with their bikes.
I have to tell you, so many great activities you just mentioned. So I am going to make the assumption that it is a highly collaborative effort to make a week like this happen. Can you talk a little bit about what it's been like putting all of this together?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely. No, this year, let's see. So locally here in Idaho, I would say we've had some recent efforts since 2022, where it kind of started with a small group of people that wanted to celebrate this week. And each year it's just growing bigger and bigger. And this year we have around 20 community partners that have come together to either support on the planning efforts or actually hosting these events. And I'm super excited for what we have for the week. And I just know the work that our planning committee has put into it. And we really just want this to be something that the community can enjoy and are excited to look forward to for Idaho Latino Conservation Week. But yes, it's been a very big collaborative effort that I'm super excited to present to everyone.
I bet it has been. You know, Melissa, why is it important to increase representation of Latinos, specifically in this space?
I'd say traditionally we may not see Latinos in outdoor spaces, but that is just a misconception. Latinos are out there enjoying the outdoors in various ways. And it can be very simple. Like, it doesn't have to be camping or doing some fun recreational activity. It can be as simply as just taking a walk along your neighborhood, going out to the beach and swimming, or even doing a carne asada, a picnic outside. So it's just to bring awareness that representation is out there and that everyone enjoys the outdoors in various ways.
Before I let you go, where can people go to get more info if they're interested in taking part of any of this week's activities?
Yes. So we actually have a webpage with more information that details more about the week and then has all the details you need for all of the events. If you just look it up online at Idaho Latino Conservation Week, and specifically events, it should be on the Fish and Wildlife Services page within Deer Flat National Wildlife Refuge.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.